You barely touched your snack, sweetie. Are you sure you're all done? Okay, well, it's a long ride. I don't want you to be hungry on the road. All right, I'll pack it up to bring with us. So, did you decide which stuffy you want to bring on this road trip? Your giraffe? Okay, that's a good choice. Maybe we can bring him to the zoo and introduce him to the other giraffes once we get to our destination. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, I have a very serious question, though. Do you think that your giraffe can behave in the car? Okay, then I guess he can come with us. So the car is all packed up and we're ready to go. Do you need to go potty? Okay, well, let's get you changed before we leave. I know you're dressed in your clothes, but we need to change you into your diaper. Sweetie, we already talked about this. I told you I expect you to wear a diaper on this trip. I know, and you've done such a good job at keeping your training pants dry, and I'm so proud of you. Here's the thing, look at me. You have a small bladder, and I want you to stay very hydrated on this trip. But mommy can't be stopping every hour to find a restroom for you. Do you understand? I know you feel like you're too big for diapers, and I completely understand why you would feel that way, honey. My hope is that you won't have to use the diaper at all. But in case you do, and it's an emergency, it would be better if you had a diaper on. No one at the cabin is going to know, sweetie. I'll change you once we get there. I promise. This will be our little secret. It's just you, me, and Daddy in the car. How about we make a little deal? If you can stay dry for the first 6 hours of the trip, then I'll take the diaper off of you and let you wear your pull-up for the rest of the ride. But if you can't stay dry, then you have to stay in diapers the entire trip. Is that fair? Okay, so we have a deal then. Well, let's get these pants off of you and get you changed into your diaper. Hold on your pants, please. That's my good girl. I know you're feeling embarrassed about being put back into diapers, but you actually might enjoy it, honey. Think about it. This way you don't have to feel stressed out about making it to the potty in time. It'll actually be really nice. Plus, you'll have your pants on over, so no one will even know. Lay down for me, please. What's the problem, sweetie? Well, I know this is your nighttime diaper, but I don't understand what the problem is. It is thick, but what if you fall asleep in the car, honey? It's such a long drive and you're a bedwetter, so I just think it's best if we keep you in a thick diaper that'll last the whole trip. Hey, you just relax. Do you trust mommy? I know what's best for you, don't I? That's right. And you have to do as mommy says. I'm really starting to grow impatient here, and the bottom line is we're not leaving until you put this diaper on. Don't be embarrassed, little one. To be honest, I miss seeing you in diapers all the time. Go up for me? Yeah, I miss my little baby so much. I mean, look at you. You're all grown up now. Pretty soon you won't need mommy at all. Thank you for cooperating with me. I know you're not happy about being put back in diapers, but you might thank me later. Well, I just mean you don't want to be stuck in wet pants during the trip. That wouldn't be very fun, would it? No, you'd get pee-pee everywhere. This will just be easier for everyone. Okay, mommy's just going to wipe my hands really quick. And then we'll get you all taped in. All right. There we go. See, diapers aren't so bad, are they? That was really quick and harmless. I'm a little bit concerned about you not eating much today, though. You're really not hungry? What do you mean? You're not hungry for food? Oh, I see. You're staring at mommy's breast. Are you hungry for milk? Oh, it's been so long since you asked for milk. Is being back in diapers making you feel little? That's so cute. I better pack your passy with us too. Come here, sweet girl. Let mommy feed you.